Hello everyone, my name is Oliver and I'm an antique furniture restorer. I specialise in bringing heavily damaged or neglected pieces back to life. Today I want to talk about a particularly challenging project I'm currently working on, a vintage bedstead with incredibly intricate carvings. I usually acquire items by bidding for them at auction, or sometimes I spot them in clearance sales, but this bedstead actually belongs to a private client. They initially believed it was just a random family heirloom, but after looking into their family records, it turned out it had originally been a wedding present given to their great-grandparents, so it has a lot of sentimental value. When it arrived at my workshop, its condition was quite poor. At first glance, it looked like it was ruined by damp, and my colleague suspected severe water damage. However, the real issue obscuring the beautiful wood were layers of thick paint that someone had carelessly slapped on decades ago. It had filled in all the fine details. The headboard of the bed is absolutely covered in deeply carved motifs. Because of the style of the bed, I fully expected to find the usual lions or maybe some geometric shapes typical of the era. But surprisingly, a delicate pattern of flowers emerged as I started the initial cleaning process. It's incredibly detailed work. To clean out these deep crevices, you have to be painstakingly careful. Using a wire brush would completely destroy the delicate detail, and even a stiff toothbrush is far too harsh for the aged timber. Instead, I rely entirely on a sharpened wooden stick to gently scrape away the dirt and grime without scratching the surface.
While I was clearing out the crevices on the right-hand post, I noticed something interesting. Often when restoring old pieces, you find old dates or just random scratches left by previous owners' children. But I was thrilled to uncover the original maker's signature hidden right at the base of the post. It's always exciting to identify the craftsman.
Moving on to the structure, unfortunately, some parts of the bedstead were completely missing. We didn't need to replace the wooden slats because they were surprisingly intact, but I did have to track down some period-accurate metal hinges to ensure the frame could be assembled securely and safely.
Once the piece is completely clean and repaired, you have to protect the surface. Many restorers default to synthetic varnish for a quick shine, and occasionally I'll use a modern oil for a specific look. For this piece, though, I opted for a natural wax, which nourishes the timber perfectly and gives a soft, authentic glow.
Spending days just cleaning tiny motifs is incredibly repetitive work. To keep my mind occupied, people assume I listen to the radio or perhaps classical music playing in the background. Actually, my secret to staying focused is devouring audiobooks, which help the hours fly by while my hands do the work.
Once the restoration is finally finished next week, the clients aren't taking it back to their house, nor is it going to be sold in an antique shop. They've generously decided to donate it to a local museum, so the public can appreciate its historical craftsmanship. I think that's a wonderful gesture.
People often ask how I feel at the end of such a demanding project. You might guess exhaustion, and there's always a bit of that, or maybe relief that it's finally over. But truthfully, the overwhelming feeling is pure satisfaction when I see a piece of history restored to its former glory. Thank you.